difficult for thee. That's wonderful. Anyone else have a testimony? It doesn't have to coincide with the message at all. I think those little things are really nice, Becky, when the Lord answers some of those, what we think are incidental prayers, but it helps us so much. And thinking about this message, I thought, there's a lot of things that are too difficult for me. A lot of things lately have become difficult. Things that I used to breeze through, now I'm thinking about it. But with God, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing small or nothing great. Anyone else want to share? Jennifer?
Oh,
Kevin.
Last night, Don and Audrey and Jen and I attended an event called Ignite Life, which is an annual event put on by Real Options and Obrio Medical Clinics. They are pregnancy counseling centers, Christian pregnancy counseling centers. And they shared about saving work that they're doing in the Bay Area and across the country, and showed some videos, and it was just a great time of fellowship, and really quite a large sum of money, $475,000.
Wow.
Actually, that's probably interesting. So, praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. That would be wonderful. And I think it's neat that the younger people are involved because they're closer to this abortion issue than some of us older people are. We've been around a long time, but these young people have survived because parents decided to keep them. And let's pray that God will bring conviction. Can you imagine people that, I don't know, that are against life? I'm thankful for every minute that God gives us. And it's important. And it's important for us to be on the right side of that issue. Anyone else have something to share? We don't want to miss your participation. Well, we'll save it till tonight. Maybe you'll have something you want to share. And anytime we want to have the door open for you. So I've already told you, nothing is too difficult for thee. And I'd like to turn to Jeremiah 32 and 17. Jeremiah 32 and 17. I promised a new song, newer than. I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now, and Jericho Road. And I have succeeded. But still not that new. It's been around for a while. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." I'm going to substitute like the song, "There's nothing too difficult." Jeremiah 32:17 in the Amplified Bible, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. There is nothing too difficult or too wonderful for you." I like that. Throws in that wonderful. Nothing that God can't do, and there's no limit of good that he desires for his people. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for your word. Help us today. Lord, what we want to do is to present you and your greatness. And Lord, there's nothing you can't do. We could come up with ideas all day long, and you can do all things, and nothing's too hard. Nothing's too difficult. As we are limited human beings, we run up against walls all the time. We want to do different and more and help and all, but we have limits, and you have none. Nothing is too difficult for you. And we honor you today. Bring blessing upon your people. Bring anointing upon your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And it really doesn't matter if you remember every word I speak today, even this evening, or tomorrow, or next week, but remember this. Nothing is too difficult for God. Remember that. Nothing is too difficult for God, because every now and again we're going to run into troubles. I heard a preacher on Schweigert Ministries this morning, and he said, you can't live on the mountain all the time. Sometime you're going to come down into the valley, and that's the case. We're going to have victories, thank the Lord for those, every one of those. But we're also going to have some battles. So thank God that there is nothing too difficult. In Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. There's another scripture in Matthew. Now this was spoken of in the Christmas kind of lesson that we do quite a bit in Luke 1 and 2. This was spoken of by both Mary becoming pregnant by the Spirit, by God, and a spiritual thing that happened in her body and in her life, and by Elizabeth becoming pregnant at an older age. Nothing's impossible with God. Jesus said, in referring to the teaching, he said, it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. And the people said, oh my goodness, and we don't want anything to do with riches. And Jesus said, well, now listen. With men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So rich, poor, and all of the other this and that's can be saved. Jesus paved the way. God created the heaven and earth in 6 days. And then on the seventh, he rested. Jesus walked on the water. I think that's so cool. I think that's so cool. Jesus calmed the sea. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cast out demons, even legion of demons. He died for the sins of the world, and he rose again. Up from the grave, he arose with mighty triumph for his foes. I think that's it. triumph over souls. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He ascended unto God in heaven. He sits at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I. And he's coming again. He's coming back. We don't know the time. We just know to be ready. He's coming again. He's coming. He said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to go on back and forth on that. But in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were so, I would have told you so. And he goes to prepare a place, a mansion. Oh, absolutely. You know, the best real estate in the world is going to be that place we have in God in heaven. And it will be forever. So he's coming again. We think that's very close. Today, I want to give you a shot. Now, when my mom was living, and I went over to her house in San Leandro, and she said, will you get me a shot? And I said, I have never done that before, Mom. But I gave her a shot. I don't think that I did that good at it. And I'm not talking about giving you an injection like that. When I go to the doctor, I look this way and they do the shot. That's good. But I want to give you a shot of the Word of God about the greatness of our God. Is that okay? Job 5, 9 through 11. Who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number? He gives rain on the earth. Debbie was just saying yesterday, we need some rain, we need some rain. I'm building a house in Alamo, and I'm saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. We'll have the roof on in probably 3 weeks, and that it would be fine to me if we waited a month, then I could get everything covered. He gives rain on the earth, and he sends waters on the fields, and he sets high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. You alone, this is Nehemiah 9 and 6. And I'm going to go kind of in the order of the when they appear in the Bible. Nehemiah 9 and 6, you alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and everything on it. We used to sing the song, my God can do anything. He made the earth and all of its fullness. And he did. The seas and all that are in them. And you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. Aren't you glad that today we were able to join in with the host of heaven and worship him? And every time that we worship, we feel the presence of the Lord and the witness of the Holy Spirit. Brother Arden said as we were coming in a while ago, I just enjoyed the service last week. It just felt like it was hard to leave. I'm glad of those services where the presence of God is feeding and ministering to us and strengthening us. In the book of Psalms 33, 6 and 9, it said, by the word of the Lord, heavens were made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth. For he spoke, and it was done, and he commanded, and it stood fast. I think one of the greatest things that we know about God is that he created everything. He made it. And I know there's theories of evolution, a theory of evolution. I know there's ideas. I heard this morning about Uruguay, that it's an atheist country and they only have a few churches, and they even have in their constitution that they don't believe in God. I'm thankful that there are churches there and there is some light in an otherwise very, very dark country. And in comparison to our country, we'll be talking about the pilgrims in a couple of weeks, the pilgrims, and how they came to worship God on this beautiful piece of land of America. And they came to have freedom in their worship and not be dominated by the Church of England. Oh, what a wonderful country we have. What a blessing. But when you give people a ballot to vote, you never know what's going to happen, do you? But let's pray that God will lead us all and bring an influence, and that the preservation of our founding fathers, who believed strongly that God gave us rights, that even this country can only back up. They're not giving, they're not distributing, they're just saying amen to the God-given rights that we have. Psalm 77, 12 and 14, I will meditate on your work and talk of your deeds. Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great as our God? Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the peoples. Psalms 89, 8 through 9, O Lord God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging sea. When its waves rise, you still them. Steal, S-T-I-L-L. Steal them. Peace be still. Isaiah 45 and 18, for thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, and has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is no other. Praise God. Praise God. There is no other God. All things are possible if you only believe. That's why we want to build him up with this word today, build him up in our hearts and in our minds, so that believing is easier than not believing. The other day I was at work and I looked up and it was 1 or 2 o'clock, and there was a moon over in the west, a crescent moon, and I thought, my, that's amazing that sun's over here, the moon's over there. And all it declares to me is, my God reigns, and he's in charge. And we sang that song for years, only believe, only believe. Sometimes doubt wants to creep in, but let me tell you, the more we focus on God and his greatness and his glory, the more that we will only believe, that those doubts will be eliminated, and we'll just build him up in our hearts. So believing is easier than not believing. 2 Kings 19 and 15, then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone. All the kingdoms of the earth, you have made the heaven. You alone are of all the kingdoms of the earth God, and you have made heaven and earth. I feel bad about reading this next one because I've read it so much, but I can't resist the words that God gave Isaiah in chapter 40. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created all these things, who bring out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? God hears everything you ask him, every prayer. The little things that Becky was speaking of, the big things. I just see miracles. I see miracles in store for God's people worldwide. Miracles. Why? Because we know who he is. And we put our confidence and our faith in him. We believe. We believe, we accept nothing else other than our God is Lord over all of his creation. And then part of the verse 28 that I really love, have you not known and have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. We may get weary, we may get tired, but he doesn't. He's always ready. He's always there. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Aren't you glad I left out the one about the eagles, mount up as wings of eagles, run and not be weary, and walk and not faint? In Genesis 18 and 14 through 15, starting off in the beginning book, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I'll return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, because she was afraid. I love this. And he said, no, you did laugh. God knows everything. God knows that when the thought of having a son at 90 years old brought a laugh to Sarah. Debbie, this is for you because you're talking. She's got something working about laughter. But Sarah laughed. Sometimes the thing that God promises says, oh, I don't even think that's possible. But what God wants us to know today is there's nothing too hard for him. There's nothing that God can't take you through and give you victory over. Now I want to turn just a couple, to believing. We know how great God is. I love every song that says, how great thou art. That's a beautiful song. Never get tired of singing. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. He is so awesome. There's other songs that talks about God is an awesome God. And he is an awesome God. He's amazing. He's marvelous. He's glorious. He's powerful. He can do all things as we believe. As we give over our will to say, I don't care what the world has to say. I don't care what Uruguay has to say. What a foolish nation to base their whole country on nothing. On a foundation of man, of self-centeredness and secular humanism. All it's going to do is fail. But God with us is a blessing for our country and for us as individuals. Romans 10 and 9, this is kind of the golden text of how to get saved. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, Becky, didn't you used to sing, I am not ashamed of the gospel, when Brother Rob was leading our choir? In so many ways, I think this was a golden age of Calvary Temple, because we had good singers and we just had a wonderful time. But Becky sang that song, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we don't want to be ashamed. We don't, you know, someday he's going to put his name on our head. I'm not suggesting tattoos or anything. Please don't get that in mind. But we ought to be very proud that we belong to Jesus. He's everything. But if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, believe in your heart and lock it up. Don't let anything come into your heart that will take any doubt, any fear, any disbelief that will take away from you your faith and your belief in him. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. To me, that's such a simple thing on our part. When I got saved, the Lord was tapping me on the shoulder saying, you need to go get saved. I was kind of stunned by it, but I went, and the Lord saved me at 8 years old. He can save anybody that will just say, yes, I believe God raised Jesus from the dead and that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that God created the heaven and earth. I believe that God has his hand upon everything and he keeps everything in its cycle. You were successful in changing your clocks. Isn't that amazing? We all did it. I've gone to church when I was pastoring in Tulare. Brother was there. I usually went in about an hour early, turn on the heat, and do a little praying. Boy, I was wrapped up because it was cold, November. And he said, well, where's everybody at? I said, everybody's at home getting ready for church because you're an hour early. Oh, well, I'm going to go. He went home and didn't come back. Now, he came back at another service, but he didn't come back for that one. I guess he felt like, well, if I'm going to be that early, I'll just dismiss it. We did that successfully. God has his hand upon the seasons. The leaves are beginning to turn and fall. You look at our parking lot, they're everywhere. Leaves falling. God keeps his hand on everything, and he will continue to do that. We can believe, we can have confidence in him. Creator God, maintainer of the earth and the universe, God. In Acts 26 and 27, Paul was ministering to King Agrippa, and he said, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. How many remember King Agrippa's response? He said, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to believe. You know what? Almost isn't good enough. Almost doesn't cut it. Almost, the Bible says that we've got to believe and not almost believe. I think King Agrippa said, Paul, much learning has made you mad. And I think Paul was saying, all the learning did make me mad, but all of the mercy of God has changed my life and made me want to share with everybody and everybody to come to knowledge, realization of who Jesus is. So if as we leave today, let this message resonate in our heart as we pray. Let us know. You say, well, it's not a big deal. God can handle the not a big deal. This is the biggest mountain I've ever faced in my life. I don't know how to go on. God can face that and give you victory too. Debbie, you want to come to the piano? So this is the song, Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens. Now that's scripture out of Jeremiah. And the earth by thy great power, Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty indeed. Nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing is too difficult for thee. I like what that verse said. I'm going to read it one more time. Amplified Bible, Ah, Lord God, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power. By your outstretched arm, there's nothing too difficult or too wonderful for you. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful today for who you are. How great is our God, and how mighty are you, Jesus. We're so thankful we know you and we know what you've done. We know who you are, and we ascribe from our innermost being, from our very heart, we believe you are Creator and God over everything. You rule and you reign. Nothing is too difficult that we face and that we come up against. Lord, I know sometimes people are in opposition to us. And there are people that are in opposition to you, to your word, and to all that you are, all that you stand for. But Lord, these are insignificant because you've got all power. You've got all power over Satan, over man, and over all things in this earth. And we're so thankful we believe in you today. Keep our faith pure. Keep our belief, Lord Jesus, 100% only believing. Help us. When doubts come, help us to realize, wait a minute, nothing's too hard for God. When it seems like the world's upside down all around us, let us realize nothing's too hard for God. So minister your greatness and your mercy. We want mercy drops falling all around us, a great storm of your mercy in our lives. Right now, Lord, by your Spirit, just flow within your people. We want to surrender ourselves. We want to let go. Would you just pray? Pray at your seats is fine. If you want to bow, that's fine. Let's just pray. Let's just open our hearts. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, move. Move in our hearts and lives. We love you so much today. We praise you, God. We praise you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You created all things. You've created us for your glory, and we bring you glory. You created us to walk in your way, and we walk in your way. We give you glory. We honor you. Thank you for salvation so rich and so free. Thank you for hope eternally. Thank you for hope today and tomorrow. Thank you for the blessings you've given us yesterday and those days before. Thank you for the blessing of today. We pray, Lord, that you'll give us blessings tomorrow and on. As long as we live, that we'll be blessed by your Spirit, blessed by your power, blessed by your hand. Reach out with revelation to every heart, to every life. Revelation of you, Lord. Understanding that can't even be described. Peace that passes understanding. Tender, glorious, wonderful blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus, Holy Lord. Kura masandali diukiyanai. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, kura masandali. Quick story with you. I don't even know if this is spiritual, but it was delightful. It was, I think, 2 years ago. We were in November. We took a trip. I told you about this in our journey. We went with Donnie and Audrey and Evan and Claire, and we were driving along. We had just gone to the beach, and it was beautiful. Overcast, Some people think that's a horrible day. We kind of like it. But we came to a little turnout, and there was a beautiful ravine going up. And I was driving because I get sick when I don't. And Adrian said, pull over, pull over. And we pulled over. They were taking Christmas pictures to send out as cards. They were all got dressed real quick, and they set up in that, looking up that ravine. And by the time they were changed and everything, there was several horses that came over and just hung their heads over the fence. If you've not seen that picture, you have them show it to you. Wasn't it amazing? It was like, wow. And then after a while, the cows got jealous, and they came over too. But that was a delightful thing. That was such a peaceful and beautiful time that we had. Wonderful part of that trip. And they got beautiful pictures from it. God cares about things that make us happy and help us. God cares. He loves you. That's why I said cast all your care on Him. Is there anyone that would like prayer today? Because I really want to make sure that you don't leave today without understanding. And we don't have many, but we're together and we pray for each other. I think sharing our needs is one of the strong points of our church, because you have so many prayer warriors ready to jump in and pray. Teresa, I'm reminded of Gail going to that school. They had a lot of situations at that school, and Gail would get a request to us, and we'd pray. And God did some big stuff over there. I mean, some big stuff. I don't remember all the details, but I do remember thinking, wow, how mighty it is for God to witness to people that may not even know Him, but God cares. Anyone have a need for prayer? I just want to let you know that we will pray. We will anoint with oil as the scripture says. Precious Savior, I pray for strength. And I pray for healing power in Sister Watson's body. As her day is, let her strength be. I pray, Lord God, that you will infuse her every day, every morning, every morning, every morning, every morning. Every morning. Showers of blessing, Lord. Strength. Oh God. Hope. I pray in Jesus' name for your power. Lord, you're mighty in touching us. You're mighty in restoring and strengthening. And we thank you. We thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Audrey gave testimony this morning of the Lord touching her digestive system, and I just want to keep praying for those. We prayed for a good number of people that had issues. God can do anything. Nothing is impossible. Anyone else like prayer for anything? Brother Harton? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You like? Yep. Keep you covered. Amen. Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you'll touch Brother Harton right now in his situation. Lord God, where the insurance company wants one thing, but we want you to touch Brother Harton and keep him protected and covered by this policy. We pray, Lord, for your tender mercy that you work with this institution, Lord, that you work with this business, and that you help him, Lord. He needs your protection. He needs your advocacy, and I pray in Jesus' name for a miracle of your mercy. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else? Yes, sir. For strength in your body. Jesus, we pray that you'll touch Don. I pray, Lord, for your great mercy to overflow him. Lord, that you'll touch every part of his body, every part of his life. Oh, Lord, you died to do the whole package. You died, Lord, that we might be able to be healed and strengthened and restoration come when we feel weakness and run down. And Lord, to minister into every part of our life, in our family, and all of our dealings, oh God. I pray that you'll touch Don today. Nothing is too hard for you. We cast all of our care upon you today, Jesus. I pray that you'll touch Sister Barbara, that you'll take away this pain. Lord, that you'll take away the pain, number one, and the concern of it, number two. Ala makora masandai. Ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power. And there is nothing too hard. Kora masandai. You made us, Lord, and you can heal us. Jesus, by your precious blood and in your name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Any need at all? The Lord is merciful. This oil is just multiplying. Some have oily hands, but you know what? We're obeying the Lord, and I think that's the right thing to do. Any other concern? Any other concern? Don't leave burdened. Oh, God. Next week will be a great time in the Lord. Remember the service tonight at 5. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being with us today, and help everybody. Help us all. We need you so much. I pray for mercy and blessing. Thank you for just being with us today. And I pray, Lord, that you'll keep your hand upon each and every one, bring guidance and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can shake hands and be friendly.